exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting Truthers Hall. My name is Cooper, and you're listening to The Rat Ring. This has been the 23rd airing. I'm pretty happy with how long this has been going. It sounds a little stupid to say, but I'm impressed I've been able to keep this up. Especially with how just busy I've been. I just work a lot of hours and am generally tired all day, and then I'll make a little bit of time for my friends whenever I can, but still, it just doesn't feel like I have a lot of time to myself. But I've still managed to get these done, and I'm hoping I can obviously keep it up during the school year. Next semester is either going to be very brutal or not so bad, because it's my second year, so I'm actually getting into my major and studying the things that I would like to. That being said, it might get a lot, well, it should get a lot harder as opposed to the first year where I was still figuring out what courses actually aligned with it, which I'm very grateful for, because I would have been a music major and a French minor. Hello. Get out!
Destroying their lives. time machine.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
That was Suicide Machine by Death, Pace Till Death by Bathory, Stiff and Cold by Gorguts, Skull Crushing Defilement by Noxus, Aroused by Genocide by Blastomycosis, and Projectile Ovulation by Cattle Decapitation. Before I was interrupted by my girlfriend walking into the room, I was talking about how I was almost a French minor and a music major before changing my mind, and I'm glad I did. The idea originally was just to get a consecutive education degree after, and then, you know, go for school teacher. High school, preferably, because, my cat just, well, not my cat, the cat I live with, just jumped on my headphone cables and fucking tugged my head to the ground. Anyway, the idea was to get that degree, teach high school, not primary school, because I really hate kids, and then, coast. But I realized I really don't take to, art being taught that way, especially just music. It's a hobby to me, and I love making music and playing it. It's just I really don't like dissecting it in that way, and it just isn't my thing personally. Oh, and the French part. My French is okay. I'm far from proficient, which is where my issue comes. I can speak it at a B1 level, I believe, and I can write decently well. That being said, though, I just get really annoyed with a lot of the little issues that I have in trying to fix them. Like, I'm really bad with de, du, and de la. Like, it's the masculine, the feminine. Like, I just have a really hard time. And you don't have any leeway in the later years for that. And I just don't think I have the ability to, you know, lock in and memorize what is masculine, what is feminine. And, like, you know, there are some, like, light rules. Like, I-O-N tends to be a masculine. But there's also exceptions to that. And I just didn't want to bother, especially because I wasn't having fun. But I took what my new major and minor are. I took a archaeology course and a Geography 102, the science geography. And I really, really enjoyed it. I always knew I kind of liked geography, but it was always very light. I never went fully into the topic, only really dipping my toes into it. But taking it in university, I realized I definitely have a lot better of a time in STEM courses and being able to objectively talk about solutions as opposed to giving opinions and whatnot. Well, there's still a lot of opinions, but it's an opinion on what you believe is right based on fact, whatever. Basically, I prefer the science. It makes more sense to me, and I enjoy doing it. So I changed to that. And that degree, the way I'm doing it, I'm still applicable for a consecutive education degree if I fail at becoming an archaeologist. That's the idea. I would love to be an archaeologist. The only issue is that I'm a picky little bitch, and my interest really tends to lie in Indigenous American archaeology. And if I can't find jobs in this area, then I'm not going to wait around and be impoverished for the rest of my life. I've had enough of that already. That's why I'm going to school. I've taken two electives that would allow me to become a social science teacher and a geography teacher. Anyway, yeah, like the idea is that you don't really know if there's going to be work or not for an archaeologist, because if we knew where all the sites were, there would be no need for archaeologists and no one would be pursuing the field. So you don't know what's there. You don't know when you'll find it. You don't know if you'll be forced to move across the world for half the year or stay in your area. I would much prefer to stay in the area because, like I said, I'm interested in Indigenous archaeology. If I'm being forced to like constantly go to like Europe or the Middle East or, you know, across the world, occasionally it might be fun. It's just, I don't really feel that's the life for me. I get tired out and need a break after hanging out with my friends like twice a week. That is my extent for a social battery. So I'm just not, at least I'm assuming I'm not built for that life. Anyway, I'm gonna stop yapping and play what I believe is a classic. I'm sorry, I said it last time, I play them all the time, but I just fucking love Cryptopsy, and you're gonna have to deal with that, because they're awesome, and nothing can change my mind on that. That was Phobophile by Cryptopsy, Out the Womb by Regurgitation, Consumed by Mortal Decay, Promises Unfulfilled by Eternal Suffering, and Infanticide by Thorazine. Yes, they had an extra I in there, so I know it's Infanticide, but I'm getting close to the end, so I'm just going to talk a bit and then play a final song, and that'll be it. But one thing I do want to bitch about, because I love bitching, is my bridge piercing. Now, I've had this for a year and a bit now, and it had healed, and I got careless, I got a bit cocky, because I've been able to handle quite a few piercings. My face just seems to not have a problem with it. They heal quite quickly, and I never have issues. At least that's how it was before. At work, I wear safety goggles, because I work blue collar, and I don't switch them out every day, because why would I? Except they started to get like grime from work stuck on the area that rests on my nose, and I didn't notice for a bit, and then my piercing started to act up. It was a little red and irritated, so I began just putting saline in it before and after work, and that seemed to have fixed it. And I was like, cool. And then I left it alone for a while again, But then it started to happen, and it was worse this time. And it had this, like, this gross-ass, like, pus really coming out, and I was like, oh, my God. So after work, when I got home and could do something, because I forgot to bring my saline with me, I put saline on it, and I just bandaged it off for a while, and that seems to have mostly fixed it. Right now, it's been 2 days of switching bandages and putting saline on it, and it seems to have mostly fixed itself. It's obviously not fully healed, but it's no longer, like, showing signs of infection or anything, and it's looking quite good. And I really don't want to lose it, because it's such a bragging right among people who have piercings to be able to heal a bridge, because they're quite difficult. And I had done it, but then, once again, I got cocky. But I've learned my lesson. I'll treat you better, I swear. Just don't leave me, because I've also got this hole. I guess I don't post pictures of my face on the rat ring often. I've got, like, a whole symmetry thing going on with my piercings. Like, I've got a bridge, two nostril piercings, a septum, and a vertical labret, all working down, you know, a mirrored image on each side. And I really like the way that looks. And I don't want to get rid of the bridge, because it's so cool. I even got it complimented by a doctor, weirdly enough. They had, like, a student coming in, and they were trying to show him how to look at the back of my eye when it's dilated. And he was like, don't look to the right too much, or you'll see, like, you won't see the inside of his eye. You'll end up looking at his nose piercing, which is very cool, by the way. So that was nice to hear. And I don't want to lose it or have to restart from scratch. I've even considered getting eyebrow piercings, but I'm just afraid of my hair tearing them out, because where they would go is where my hair rests, and also laying in my pillow. I cannot sleep on my back unless I'm, like, super tired. I had an issue sleeping with my ear piercings. Like, just getting my lobes, trying to lay down. Miserable. Anyway, I'm gonna play the last song now. Thank you so much for having stayed around and listened. It's a Gravelins song. They're a pretty cool Canadian band. My name is Cooper. You've been listening to The Rat Ring. Check out the set list at the_rat_ring on Instagram. Bye.